Don't make me angry.
Sometimes you have to tell someone to pound sand.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
This is the Rob Rant.
Now!
Now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Why are you holding your hands like that?
I'm trying to get a question in here.
Well, then ask the question. Don't. No, I'm just saying, like, you look ridiculous.
Are you going to listen to me, or are you going to listen to these guys?
I'm not your friend, guy.
It is that time of the day, time for the Rob Rant here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check it out every morning at 7:45. And I, much like Mike Vrabel, have a problem with Joe Rex Road and Joe Rex Road's cronies in the college football world. So, Joe, this is going to lead us back into an old discussion, but that's fine. I'm cool with it. So I'm sitting here this weekend, and I'm looking around. I'm like, you know what? I love me some rivalry weekend. You know, the college football landscape's getting ready to change. They were talking about it on the Tennessee Vanderbilt broadcast of the divisions going away and the last SEC matchup, and there's a lot of change coming up with college football. And I'm looking around, and I'm saying, you know what? Just let's think about how things have played out this year in the world of college football, and let's fast forward to a year from now, when the introduction of this stupid 12-team playoff is coming into fold here, and think about conference championship weekend. So let's just look at it real quick. You got a Pac-12 title game coming up on Friday night, which, by the way, very much looking forward to that one. Oregon and Washington, going to be a great game. An 11-1 Oregon team, a 12-0 Washington team with a spot in the college football playoff on the line, and with a 12-team playoff, who cares? They're both getting in. Who gives a crap who wins the game on Friday? They're both getting in. You got a matchup in the SEC championship game between Georgia and Alabama. Alabama with an opportunity to win the game and throw a little chaos into the fold next year. Who cares? They're both getting in. They're both getting into the college football playoff. The game's meaningless. You got Florida State, who is undefeated, taking on Louisville in the ACC title game, which they should destroy Louisville, but we'll see what happens on that front. They got their quarterback hurt. They're undefeated. Right now, I think they're going to get left out undefeated, but they've at least got a chance to get in there. If it's a year from now, who cares? They're automatically in. Michigan, Ohio State, it's a great game, the game this past weekend. Who cares if Ohio State loses next year? They're automatically in the college football playoff. So I know we can go round and round on this, and you can find examples of college football playoff games that will probably be good between, you know, a 6 seed and an 11 seed or whatever the case may end up being next year. But college football, this weekend is the perfect example of what I'm talking about. There are basically win and end college football playoff games on conference championship weekend this week that otherwise next year will be rendered basically meaningless. And that's what we're going to see a year from now when the college football playoff expands to 12 teams. And I hate it, and I blame Joe Rex Road and his cronies for loving it.
Now, you know, Louisville, for example, next year they're playing for the playoff. This year they're done. It's just like,
whatever. They just lost to Kentucky. They should be done.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they would be one of those teams. And I would even, I'm not sure, but like, even like Alabama and Texas this weekend in the 12 team, you better win, you know, whereas, you know, like,
they'd both be in.
I'd have to look at everything right behind them, but like the one loss team around 10, you know, 1-2 around 10. I mean, that, you know, that's, those are teams that, that would, you know, it would be, the stakes would be high. I mean, look, of course you change to this and some things that were, the stakes were high are now lower, but also as I mean, I just went on this rant 2 weeks ago, there's all these games where, or would mean nothing and the stakes would be higher. Right? I mean, like you said, we can go around and around on it. I can't wait for the 12 team. I mean, you know, you think about whatever I've been seeing every week, people have been tweeting out like what the bracket would look like, you know? And it's like, man, like there are some really good, I have to find one of those brackets and throw the matchups at you. Cause I know the matchups are a little different, you know, obviously because conference championships, you know, factor into that. Right.
Right.
But there are some sweet games. And, you know,
we've got some college football playoff games this weekend. That's what I keep trying to tell everybody. It's already there.
You know what I say get rid of the conference championship games. You know, that's then, you know, I mean, just have your conference championships and you get to the playoff. I would, think what you're asking people to do, you know, these money grab conference championship games, you know, I mean, it's just, especially you take away divisions and these championship games are going to be like, I mean, you're going to have like a four-way tie for second in some league.
Yeah.
And it will still be better than like the Big Ten forcing us to watch freaking Iowa play. Okay. On Saturday. But, you know, you're going to have these four-way ties for second. It's going to come down to some stupid tiebreaker. The schedules are totally imbalanced in these leagues. They're way too big. To me, I'd get rid of the conference championship games. But also, Robbie, why isn't winning a conference championship enough? Why Michigan, Ohio State, you know, I mean, yes, they would both be in next year, but you're playing for the Big Ten. Why don't we care about conference championships?
No,
isn't that
don't.
Enough on its own?
It is okay. Not.
Well, then let's just get rid of conferences and just pick the best 12. That's fine.
Look, I care about conference championships. I'm just saying, like, the discussion at large, nobody does anymore. So it just changes things.
Which is why we had to move on from the 14. Yes, I agree. So we agree. Good.
Yes, thank you. Do you think if Florida State wins against Louisville, they're going to be 13-0? You think a 13-0 Florida State team gets left out of the college football playoff?
I don't. I could be wrong, but I don't. I think they'd be in. I think they'd be in as the four, probably. You know, the big scenarios this week, obviously, you know, like if Alabama wins, boy. But does that make Sunday just fascinating, right?
Let me throw another one at you. What if Oregon wins? Alabama wins. So you have 11-1, you'd have 12-1 Oregon, 12-1 Washington, 12-1 Alabama, 12-1 Georgia. And oh, by the way, Ohio State sitting there with one loss too.
Yeah, they're out. But yes, no, it's that's a hell of a scenario. I'll tell you this.
Texas, too, by the way, 12-1.
Yeah. And they won at Alabama. Yep. I'll tell you this. I believe the clear best two teams, I know Georgia mess around with Georgia Tech, but I believe the clear best two teams are Georgia and Oregon. And I think Oregon might win this whole freaking thing. If Oregon does what I think it might do to Washington in this game, this could be a hell of a full circle moment with Dan Lanning. Remember last year, Bo Nix, Dan Lanning, 49-3 to Georgia? Yep. I think Oregon-Georgia is the destined to be the national championship game. To me, again, some of this is like you have to watch the team play. I mean, they lost one close game at Washington in probable circumstances. Great job by Michael Penix and all that stuff. But they thump Washington, they have to be in. That's, to me, non-negotiable if you're looking at the quality of the team. They are a national championship-worthy team, as is Georgia. But, yeah, to your point on that scenario, I mean, Washington's out. But, yes, if Alabama went, dude, if Alabama beats Georgia, what the heck do you do with that?
Does Georgia get left out?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
I mean, what would Georgia's best win be? Missouri?
Yeah, a close win at home against Missouri. I mean, they trashed Tennessee on the road.
Yeah.
But right now, you know, I mean, now the AP is one thing, but, you know, that is not even a ranked win if Tennessee falls out. Now, I don't know why Tennessee would fall out. They fell out of the AP, which doesn't matter.
They're not going to fall out of college football.
I don't think they're going to fall out of college football, you know, but. But, yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing, is they just haven't played a great schedule. I mean, frankly, I could get behind, or if Oregon and Washington play a great game and Oregon wins, I could get behind both of them getting in, but they won't. They won't both get in.
Oregon's nearly a 10-point favorite in this game. That's kind of surprising to me. 10 points?
But they are so much better at this point. I mean, just watching both of them, I've been able to watch a fair amount of Pac-12 after dark, too. That team is – they've got the guys on D, too. And Bo Nix is like, he is a top 10 pick. Bo Nix. It's incredible. Well,
I just want everybody to know, as you're enjoying all these conference championship / college football playoff play-in games this weekend, just know that next year, none of it will matter. Thanks to Joe Rexroad and his cronies.
Bring on the 12 team, baby. Cannot wait. Yes.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Corey Curtis from News 2. We'll get his thoughts on the Titans and their dramatic win against the mighty Carolina Panthers yesterday. That's coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.